just a bit of a reminder of what our retirement system looks like. It basically consists of three levels. The first level basically being the public plans, and the second level would be workplace pension plans. The third level being personal savings. The public plans, of course, consists of Canada Pension Plan and Quebec Pension Plan, old age security and GIS. Workplace pension plans are basically either a defined benefit or defined contribution or a combination of both. And when you're talking about personal savings, you're most likely looking at RRSPs. There's been a lot in the news over the last couple of years about what our system has been going through, and a lot of mixed reviews. We know that there's a lack of coverage in workplace pension plans, and we know that we have a wave of retirees coming that lack coverage. On a global front, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says that Canada's retirement income system is one of the highest among the countries. It has a very good replacement ratio of pre-retirement earnings. Statistics Canada recently released a report saying that between our Social Security and our workplace pension plans and RSPs, even when this was just before the market crash, that there was close to $1.8 trillion in our retirement system. So with all this information, three provincial levels of pension review took place. Ontario was the first one to start off, and they had a focus of looking at the defined benefit system. How could we expand coverage of defined benefit plans in Ontario? Nova Scotia also followed with a review of their retirement system. Their focus was looking at the defined benefit plans and defined contribution plans and how we could make them sustainable. Alberta and BC also followed with a review, and they were also looking at defined benefit plans and defined contribution plans and how we could make them sustainable. It was really only the Ontario review that came out in defense of defined benefit plans. They came out with a report that was referred to as finding a fine balance. It had a focus around surplus issues, addressing asymmetry that they speak of, where employers are reluctant to put the proper funding in pension plans because they say that when pension plans are doing well, they don't get the money back from those pension plans. They say that they bear all the risk of running those defined benefit plans, when in fact we know that our workers share the risk in the sustainability of our plans and the jeopardizing of the benefit cuts when things are not where they need to be. QP made submissions in all of the pension reviews that took place, and they had a focus on their reviews of securing the benefit promise and surplus ownership. They addressed the issues of P3s and pension investments and other risky investments. We were also fighting to get improvements in the minimum standards and improvements in plan governance. And we also recommended that there needed to be a national round table with all the stakeholders at the table to discuss the issues that we're currently facing around pension plans. The lack of coverage and even the lack of benefit levels. Ontario has moved forward and they've released their first round of pension reform. We expect a second batch of reform proposals from Ontario that will deal mainly with the funding issues, solvency. In the first package of reform coming out of Ontario, there's a lot of questions. It does have some good material in it. One of the things that QP's long been a promoter of and calling for immediate vesting, that's something that the Ontario proposals are asking for. On the federal level, they've also attempted to review their pension system, and they held a series of consultations across the country that started off last spring. They started their review just as the whole Nortel bankruptcy issue was coming about and exploded, and we're finding out how badly the retirees of Nortel are going to make out as a result of the underfunding in their pension plan. Another piece of reform that has to do with our Canada retirement income system was proposed changes that came and actually were implemented just before Christmas around the Canada Pension Plan. That was introduced in a bill, C-51, that was mixed in with a whole bunch of other proposed changes around other issues, such as the tax advantages for the Canada home renovations was mixed in with there. So the changes to the CPP didn't get a whole lot of notice in the news. It was mainly suggested that these changes to Canada Pension Plan come about to modernize our Canada Pension Plan system. What they see as modernizing the plan is making it easier for folks to remain in the workplace longer. And how they've done this is, up until this point, when you started collecting your CPP retirement benefits, you could no longer contribute to that pension plan. Well, they've since changed that. So now you can start drawing your Canada Pension Plan benefits for retirement, but you can also continue to contribute. On the flip side, what they've done is they've increased the early retirement reduction on your Canada Pension Plan benefits. If you retire before the age of 65, you'll have a greater reduction. On the flip side, though, if you stay in the labor force and continue working, not start collecting your pension benefits until after age 65, they'll give you a bit more money. So we can kind of see where this is going. All of the reform that's been talked about in the past couple of years has led up to this being on the tables for all the parties, federally and provincially. And I would say that this played a big part in a meeting that took place between the finance ministers in December up in Whitehorse. I'll pass it on to Joel to pick up from there.